she needed to be at the gallery. Marielle's instructions had been to visualize Ruth and to call her using her mind. Victoria quickly realized that this was actually quite difficult to do while walking. What she needed was a quiet spot where she could sit and focus. She suddenly realized the solution was actually nearby. She headed towards Regent's Park, intending to sit near the boating lake and practice. Perhaps Ruth might even be there. It took Victoria less than 10 minutes to reach the park entrance. Once inside, she slowed down and took some time to admire this oasis of green on her doorstep. At the boating lake, she chose a bench near the spot where Marielle and her had met Ruth the previous day. Closing her eyes and soaking up the sun on her face, she visualized the elderly woman's face and her twinkling blue eyes, begging her to meet her. It was difficult to concentrate, as she was aware of people passing by and their movements disturbed her attempts to focus. She had no idea if she was doing it correctly. Her only guide was a visual meditation method she'd learnt at yoga many moons ago. Opening her eyes, Victoria checked her watch and discovered she'd only been sitting for 15 minutes. Was that long enough to send a message? She looked around, but didn't see any sign of Ruth. Okay, give it another shot, Victoria, she thought, and closed her eyes again. Suddenly, she was aware that the sun was no longer warming her face, its rays blocked by a person-sized shape. Victoria's eyes sprung open. Ruth! She exclaimed. Victoria jumped up and almost fell over the woman, the surprise having made her stumble. Ruth put out a hand to steady Victoria. Are you all right, my dear? I'm fine, thank you, Ruth. I was just shocked to see you. Ruth smiled. I got your message. It was a little hazy, but in the end I knew it was you and that the greenery meant you were probably in the park. Gosh, it did actually work after all. Victoria felt rather pleased with herself. You must live somewhere close by to have got here so quickly. Ruth airily waved her arm in several directions. Yes, my dear, I can always get here in a few minutes. It was clear, Victoria thought, that Ruth was not going to give her an address, and that she must have her reasons. Now, Victoria, how can I help you? Ruth's tone suggested that she was not one for idle chit-chat. I wanted to ask you about my mirror. That's the tool I use to travel. Victoria explained, feeling as she said it that she was probably telling Ruth something the historian already knew. Ah, yes, the mirror. Ruth nodded. Well, what do you want to know? Victoria recounted how she'd found the marble on her bedside table, and that when she'd gone into the room where she had put the mirror, it felt cold and disturbed in some way, but she couldn't see any signs of a person having been there. Is it possible for someone to come through my mirror? She asked Ruth. Ruth studied her carefully, obviously thinking about her reply. Victoria felt nervous about what the answer might be. No, my dear. Only you can use your mirror. You're quite sure? Absolutely. Victoria was not quite convinced, so she told Ruth about meeting William. She explained that she was sure that the marble she'd found in her home was the same one she'd stood on in the nursery while trying to get back to her own time. Ruth looked concerned, but not overly alarmed. You're sure you didn't pick it up and bring it back with you? Perhaps you dropped it in your bedroom. Perhaps she had done that, and her cleaner had found the marble and put it on the bedside table. Victoria racked her brains trying to remember the order of events and whether she had been in Bybury or London at the time. No, she had definitely been in Bybury when she'd gone through the mirror to meet William. You don't seem convinced, Victoria, Ruth remarked, touching her arm as if to reassure her. It's just that I was at my grandmother's in Bybury at the time, not in London. Victoria replied in a worried tone. Ruth looked thoughtful. I see. Still, there may be a perfectly plausible explanation. Sometimes we travellers forget that while we have this exceptional gift and that our lives are somewhat...